Rhonda Foster with the Urbana Fire Department spray paint shapes on damaged buildings to indicate the level of risk. Urbana's fire department is one of many from East Central Illinois at the scene. As Foster surveys the damage, she says she looks for
stability of roofs, of sidewalls, to see if we have any shifting, any structural damage. That's what tells us whether it's okay to go in or not.
Emergency management officials say 20 homes were completely destroyed and dozens badly damaged. This covered at least 10 square blocks, primarily on the north side of town.
I'm walking through Gifford. Some streets were left unscathed by the powerful storm, while others are completely devastated. Homes destroyed, windows blown out. And there's a community here that's left wondering, what's next?
A piece of metal dangles from a tree in front of Dave and Rhonda Bletcher's home.
Watch for glass and nails.
Their front yard looks like a junkyard.
The house is standing, but it's off the foundation, so it's totaled.
Dave is a firefighter in Gifford and also the town's emergency operations director. He was at the fire station when the storm hit. There were a few minor injuries, but no deaths. Bletcher says people here had plenty of warning that the storm was approaching.
We were contacted by county units and what have you that there was something coming, and we had people actually doing visual, and we saw visual of the tornado and set the sirens off ahead of time.
When the tornado hit, Dave's wife Rhonda was at home with her two sons and two grandsons.
When the sirens went off, we went to the basement, and then the air pressure changed, and our ears started popping, and the windows popped out, and things started flying, and then we thought the house was going to come on us. It moved, and things started falling from upstairs, and we just kept praying and praying and praying, and everybody's okay, and that's all that matters.
The Bletchers are heading over to Rhonda's dad's house, who also lives in Gifford. That'll be their home for the time being. But other families don't know what they're going to do. Judith Singh moved to Gifford 2 months ago. She was at home with her six children when she came eye to eye with the storm. Her house is destroyed.
The tornado came through our house. It was just black, dark. It sounded like a train. I heard that before I saw it all.
Amazingly, Judith only sustained some cuts and scrapes on her back. Her children weren't injured. Judith's daughter, Autumn, says this could have been much worse.
The only thing that was going through my mind was my mother, my brothers and sisters. I didn't care about the TVs. I didn't care about really the house. My mind was on them.
Judith and Autumn sit outside of St. Paul's Evangelical Lutheran Church, waiting for a ride to a friend's house.
Where do I go from here?
Yeah.
What do I do from here? We lost everything.
Judith stares at a few boxes of clothing. It's all she could salvage from her home.
I'm trying very hard not to be angry. I know it sounds wrong, but we've lost everything. I'm grateful to God that my kids are okay, but I'm stuck.
Residents of Gifford say they're going to do what they can to help those in need. Stephen Lombardo is the pastor at St. Paul's Evangelical Lutheran Church, which has opened up as a shelter.
We're hooking up a generator. It's still in the early stages. We have some water that's come in and some other things, too. So we're trying to provide a place right now for people who need to be out of the elements and have no place to go.
A source of comfort for a community shattered but determined to get back on its feet. I'm Sean Powers,